We got F-bombs flying, we've got coaches stepping down, and much more to talk about on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Thanks for joining us. As always, make sure you are subscribed to the channel. Please hit the like button on the video if you're on YouTube as well, and leave a five-star rating and review on the podcast. So can I just clear this up for a couple of minutes? I got a lot of flack on Friday because I talked about how the new Iowa State football coach, Jimmy Rogers, comes out and drops a massive F-bomb when the Iowa State Cyclones were playing Iowa in basketball on Thursday night. And I don't sit here as someone who is some kind of a prude, okay? I mean, I've dropped an F-bomb or two in my life. I've done it. More than once, I promise you that. But he gets up there, he's talking to the crowd, and he says, "Let's cheer on Coach Otts and beat the bleeping Hawks." And maybe it's societal. Maybe this is where we are today, where no one really cares about this stuff. I just don't think your multi-million dollar face of the athletic department, which is what the football coach is, should be dropping F-bombs in front of 15,000 people with likely a lot of kids out and about in the crowd. I just don't. I mean, I think he could have fired up the crowd without the F-bomb. Okay? So Iowa State fans weren't happy about this take. I wrote about it at heartlandcollegesports.com. They're saying, well, the students are chanting bleep the Hawks. Okay? They're 18 to 22-year-old drunk kids. I don't hold them to the same standard as I do the multi-million dollar head football coach who's in his late 30s like me, has a couple of kids, and frankly should know better. You can fire up the crowd without an F-bomb. It is possible to do. This is not going to be the thing that, you know, defines Jimmy Rogers' tenure at Iowa State. If he wins, he's going to be fine. That's it. That's what it comes down to. I'm not denying that. I'm not anti-Jimmy Rogers at all. That's not what any of this is about. It's just something that made me cringe. That's it. It made me cringe. And it felt unnecessary. And for a guy who I think should know better, as you get set to become the face of a major Power Four program, it's like, come on, dude. It's all, what are you doing? And a lot of Iowa State fans were saying to me on social media, well, you know, it's good to have someone who's not giving coach speak anymore, which we got during Matt Campbell. Listen, I get it. Everyone's trying to figure out a reason to move on from Matt Campbell. You had the greatest coach in program history. Let's not suddenly act like you turned down Matt Campbell and you got rid of Matt Campbell and now it's time to have a gruff guy who's going to drop some F-bombs. Stop. Now, if Jimmy Rogers drops some F-bombs in the locker room before a game, halftime, postgame, cool. Cool, talking to your team, locker room, firing guys up. I'm not against that. That's not the same as being in front of 15,000 people, including a lot of kids, at a college basketball game on a Thursday night and doing that. It's just not the same. I mean, I can't think of any other coach in the Big 12 or not who has done that. Now, I'm sure it has happened, but I'm just not a fan of it. And that's it. I hope that clarifies it to some extent. It's not about me being some kind of a prude. I mean, I don't curse on this show. I don't, because I want, and I know a lot of you listen to the show. Kids are in the backseat. You're popping on the podcast. And it's the same thing on my radio show. Now, I can't curse on the radio show, but you get the point. Same idea, right? So that's how I've always done it. I think about the backseat, not just the front seat. And if I'm Jimmy Rogers in that moment, maybe you're caught up in the emotion. Maybe it just slips. But it's just like, come on, dude, you didn't need to do it. It just wasn't necessary. It didn't add anything. He could have gone nuts. Let's support Coach Otts and let's beat the Hawks. And the place would have gone nuts. The F-bomb is not what made the Hilton Coliseum go crazy. It's not. Because I heard Iowa State fans also say, Pete, the place wasn't as excited, as fired up as it should have been for this game. The F-bomb is not what made it happen. It's not. He didn't need it. And that's it. That's all I've got to say on that. And I hope that clarifies it for some people. Now, we've got this news on a Friday. Kyle Whittingham is stepping down as the head coach of the Utah Utes, according to Pete Thamel. He's done an amazing job, obviously, at Utah, 177-88 in 21 seasons. He'll coach in the Las Vegas Bowl coming up here in a couple of weeks, and then it's Morgan Scalley's team. He's been the head coach in waiting. That has obviously been the transition plan for a long time, and it will be official. They will go from Kyle Whittingham to the defensive coordinator, Morgan Scalley, at Utah. Not surprising at all. It was a matter of when this was going to happen, not if it was going to happen, and the timing feels right for Kyle Whittingham. You know, this is one of those things that if you're Kyle Whittingham, you're 66 years old. He looks amazing, all right, for 66 years old. I need Kyle Whittingham's hair. I'll take his bod. I'll take it all right, when I get the 66. Dude's in shape. He's a stud. But let's be honest. With the way the college football game is set up now, it's a younger man's game. The NIL is getting out of control. Everything's crazy. Schedule's long, less downtime than ever. I mean, you go back a generation, college football was like, you know, think about how the schedule was. Let's just start January 1. Most teams are done. Basically, everybody was done by Jan 1 a generation ago. And, you know, a couple months off, you have a signing day in early February, a couple of months off, a few weeks of spring practice. Then you're good for like 3 months, right? May, June, July, kind of hanging. Come back for camp, July, August, get ready for the season. You play 10, 11, 12 games maybe, done by Thanksgiving, and then you get a bowl game. I'm not saying it was easy work, but now it just doesn't end. Now you're recruiting nonstop. It's just it's wild compared to what it was a generation or two ago. So, you know, you got to figure out what you're paying guys. Guys are coming and going every single year. It's just, it's nuts. It's a young man's game. It's not a knock on Kyle Whittingham. It's just why you've seen a lot of turnover at all levels of college football over the last couple of years. The timing feels right. Scalley's ready. Give him the keys. You got the private equity deal. You're set up monetarily. You're bringing back Bird Ficklin. That was announced on Thursday, the backup quarterback to Devin Dampier, who I'm sure had a ton of offers after the freshman season he had in Salt Lake City this past year, and you're in a good spot. You are handing off the program, obviously much better than it was, but you're putting it in a good spot into the hands of your successor, which is all you can really do if you're Kyle Whittingham. And now you get to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You get to enjoy life. You made a ton of money. There's nothing left to prove. Do I think that Kyle Whittingham has some regrets? Sure. I mean, Utah came to the Big 12, and they were obviously one of the favorites last year to win the Big 12. They were near the top of the favorite list this year, and they had a good season, much better than last year, obviously. I picked them to get to the Big 12 championship. They just missed out. They're still a top 15 team in the country. They had a very good year. Do I think he wanted a Big 12 title to go out with? Sure. After multiple Pac-12 titles, yeah. But there's no reason to keep chasing that right now. There was nothing else for Kyle Whittingham to prove. There wasn't. He's had an amazing career. He's done tremendous things. One of the longest tenured coaches now in all of college football after Mike Gundy got blown out this year. Longest tenured coach, obviously, in the Big 12. But I think it was Kyle Whittingham and Kirk Ferentz who were the longest tenured Power 4 coaches, at least. So it's been an amazing run. There's nothing more to add. There's nothing more to prove. And now Kyle Whittingham can enjoy life more, get out of this crazy rat race that he doesn't really need to prove anything in anymore. So good for him. Great for Utah with this succession plan. I believe it's going to work out for him. And I'm excited for the future for the Utah Utes. And I think it's one of those things that if you're a Utah fan, you knew it was coming. You knew it was probably coming this offseason. And now you can just celebrate Kyle Whittingham and hopefully show him a ton of support in that Las Vegas Bowl that is coming up here in just a couple of weeks. It's going to be here before we know it. So congratulations, Kyle Whittingham and Morgan Scalley. Enjoy retirement. Great job by Utah with this plan. And it is an exciting, exciting time in Salt Lake City.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, Creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Now, it may not be as exciting of a time in Tempe. Kenny Dillingham is getting a lot of attention for this Michigan job. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Thanks for being here. Make sure you are subscribed, as always, as a part of the show. We appreciate that. We are glad that you are joining us, as always. I don't want to see Kyle Dillingham leave. I want this guy staying at his alma mater. I want him staying in Tempe. But I've got a lot of guys that I like, guys who have been on this show, like Josh Pate, saying, Kenny Dillingham, Michigan, he said it on ESPN's Get Up. And I'm like, no, bro, I love you, Josh. Please, don't do that. Don't go down that road, my man. All right? I mean, I said in October, when Penn State fired James Franklin, this is a job I would be concerned about for Iowa State and Matt Campbell. It came to fruition. Josh Pate said something similar at the time, but I have a tweet up on the Heartland College Sports X account, I guess it's an X post now, that says if I'm Iowa State, I'd be nervous about the Penn State opening. It took a while. It took 2 months, but it eventually happened. This one doesn't concern me as much, but at the same time, it concerns me more. How is that possible? Well, it's possible because Kenny Dillingham was just trolling Lane Kiffin a couple of weeks ago in a social media post that he later deleted, basically saying, long story short, the grass is not always greener on the other side. He ends up deleting that post on X. Now, Michigan's open, and Kenny Dillingham's getting a lot of attention. It's like Kalen DeBoer's getting attention at Alabama, which I don't understand, and I admit I'm not in the Alabama inner circle at all as a Big 12 guy, but I have a very hard time seeing that happen. But you've got Kenny Dillingham in the top five odds to be the next head coach. You got Joe Brady in there. You have Jed Fish. You have Jeff Brohm. I mean, listen, I think Kenny Dillingham's the better option if I'm Michigan. I just don't want to see it happen. That being said, Michigan has elite resources, top five resources in the entire country. Arizona State has lost a ton of guys to the transfer portal over the last few days. You and Kenny's been great about it. Kenny's been like, hey, good luck to you. This is the sport. This is the way it's set up. Go get your bag. He's been cheering his guys on social media as they've hit the portal, which I give him a lot of credit for because not every coach, in fact, most coaches aren't doing that. But he's been very much pro player. But deep down, it's got to eat at him that he feels like he doesn't have the NIL to keep these guys. Does he leave his alma mater for Michigan, though? Does he really do it? When if there were opportunities to go to the SEC, I don't know. Kenny Dillingham, if he was going to leave, feels like more of a leave for the SEC guy than he does feel like he's going to leave for the Big Ten kind of a guy. But the one thing that Michigan can do that makes it more attractive than any SEC school is that you know you've got the resources at Michigan. You're going to be top of the heap, all right? The gap between the top tier and the Big Ten and everybody else is much bigger than it is in the SEC or the Big 12. The Big 12 is obviously, I mean, you know, we talk about it all the time. Big 12, I think we're starting to see separation, but the Big 12 obviously is a mishmash. The SEC even, in its own way, is more unpredictable and a mishmash in a way that it's never been. The Big Ten, you know, you got Michigan, you've got Ohio State, You've got Indiana, you've got Penn State, and then there's just a massive gap after that. I mean, Oregon too, excuse me. Maybe you want to throw USC in there. But even there, I think there's a gap to USC based on what Lincoln Riley has done or not done. You've got a big gap between Tier 1 and Tier 2 in the Big Ten. That doesn't exist as much in the SEC or the Big 12. So that's where he may be enticed to say, you know what? I can go there. I can give this thing a shot. I can be an all-timer, potentially, with the Michigan Wolverines. And you never want to be the guy to follow the guy. You want to be the guy to follow the guy. To follow the guy. That's what you want to be. You want to follow Sharon Moore. I mean, it can't get any better than following Sharon Moore after this disaster there in Ann Arbor, right? I mean, wow. And Sharon Moore always felt like an interim head coach to me. Always. The fact that he was given the keys to that Lamborghini is just nuts. And I do think there was an element to Michigan that was like, well, you know, he's Harbaugh, he's got connections, and, you know, let's not kid ourselves. I think for some people there was an element of, well, it's our first black coach at Michigan. Let's do it. It never felt right to me. And the proof on the field was not all that impressive. Kenny Dillingham's got the juice. And he may say, man, you can't walk into a better situation than what you've got right now if you're Kenny Dillingham going to the Michigan job. And he may view it as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And he might not be wrong about it. But boy, I just, for Arizona State, for the Big 12, I just don't want to see it happen. And I hope that Arizona State, if there is serious interest there, can entice him to stay, not just with his own contract, with the coaching salary pool, which is important, and also the NIL. That's what's got to happen. And if Kenny can use this deal for leverage for Arizona State, that's a win for the Sun Devils, and that is a win for the Big 12 Conference. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Please make sure you are subscribed to the channel. Thank you for being here, as always, as a part of the show. Wrap it up. We got some great basketball coming up on Saturday. We got a top 25 matchup between Texas Tech and Arkansas at 11 a.m. We've got Bedlam on Saturday as well. Yes, I know it's basketball Bedlam, but it's Bedlam. We'll take it. We've got, another top 25 matchup at night between Alabama and number one Arizona. That's going to be a lot of fun. Underrated game, West Virginia and Ohio State, and then KU at NC State as well. So there's some great hoops. It's our first Saturday without basketball, or without football, excuse me, and we've got a lot of basketball that we can enjoy. So make sure you enjoy it. I mean, K-State at Creighton, Big 12, Big East, that's a good game. And it's an important game for K-State to test themselves against a pretty good Big East opponent. So there's a lot to like about this weekend's slate in the Big 12 on the hardwood. And kick back, enjoy it, Army, Navy as well. It's going to be a great weekend. And thank you for being here and making us part of your weekend on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. And as always...